Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Evan, who spends over $1,000 a month and 2 to 5 hours a day commuting to his job, and wants to know what he can do about that and how we can cut down on this cost. So anyway, let's bring Evan on and see what's going on. So Evan, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey Graham, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. The reason why I'm calling the show is because I'm in a little bit of a situation, and I kind of need some advice on it.
Okay.
So I'm actually a college dropout. I was going to school for engineering. I didn't really like it too much, and I was born and raised in Brooklyn and lived there all my life. And then my parents were going to move, so they moved to Jersey because the owner of the house that we were renting decided to sell, and I wasn't really making enough money to get my own place, so I decided to go with them. But I have a job as a designer for this custom closet company. I design closets, and I visit clients all over Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island. So that's kind of the problem that I'm in. I'm living in New Jersey, and I'm commuting all the way to these places, and I'm paying a lot of money in gas and a lot of money in tolls. So I had a few questions about that I wanted to get
into. Yeah, so let's start right here. How much are you spending on gas and tolls in a month?
So in a month, I average about $340 in gas. And then tolls, that's the big one. I think you're gonna go a little bit crazy here in this, but I pay about $750 in tolls a month. This is New York. You know, I got to pay the Verrazano Bridge toll.
Wow.
Tolls from Jersey into New York are like $11.50 a day, and the Verrazano is like $13, even with the Easy Pass. Then plus I pay the New Jersey Turnpike. So a lot of money in tolls. It really adds up. But the thing is, I'm still living with my parents, so I'm not paying rent, but I am paying a lot in those other expenses.
How much time are you spending every day commuting?
I spend anywhere from 2.5 hours to like 5 hours a day. If I have to drive out all the way to Long Island, the traffic, I really want to.
5 hours
a
day.
I want to shoot myself every time.
Okay,
how old
are you?
That's on the higher end, but you know, on average, I would say 3 hours in total.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Okay,
yeah.
So first of all, let me just acknowledge this entire situation is ridiculous. It's so stupid. Something needs to change. Either you need to move or you need to find another job. I mean, one of those is going to happen by the end of this call. We're going to have a solution for you, but it's one of that because you can't keep doing it. Because that is so stupid. That is such a big waste of your time. Think of it, honestly, for like 3 to 5 hours a day. That is a part-time job. Like, you realize you can make more than like the money you spend in like tax in like, you know, fees and tolls and stuff like that, just with a part-time job on top of what you're already doing instead of commuting.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's start here. How much money are you making in New York?
So I'm gonna gross about $65K in my first year, and there's a lot of room for that to go up. I'm a rookie designer, so you know, it takes a while to build a client base and have repeat customers where, you know, more of the money is. But it's actually pretty good for the first year.
Okay, so if it were me, get out of your parents' place, get a roommate, and you're going to spend... Here's the deal, man. Like, I don't get why you haven't thought of this before. You're spending $1,000 a month, okay? Plus 2 to 3 hours, you know, a day, okay? You can find a bedroom to live in and just get a roommate for even $1,300 a month. Then on top of that, you're going to save yourself like 2 hours a day. So right there, you're going to spend the money that you're spending on commuting right there, okay? So that now it's a break even. You get to live on your own, and you're going to have an extra 2 hours a day to go and do something else, which would hopefully, I'd hope that you could find another side hustle, even if you work as like a server somewhere, $20 an hour. So you're going to earn an extra $40, you know, every day for those extra 2 hours that you would be spending commuting. Mm. Multiply that by 5 days a week. You're going to be able to make an extra $200 a week, an extra $248, you know, an extra $800 a month is how much you should be able to make by moving closer, living with a roommate, not commuting 2 hours, and just spending your money instead of on tolls and gas. You're going to spend it on rent.
Right. So that actually brought me to my first question. You know, if I should move in to Brooklyn, which pretty much is a thing. So the thing is, I actually was inspired by you to invest in rental properties, and I actually want to try out house hacking at some point in my life. So, you know, one bedroom in Brooklyn will be about $1,400 a month in rent. If I get a roommate, you know, we could cut it down to like $900 for rent. And then
planning to get a roommate with a one bedroom.
With a two bedroom.
Okay. Yeah. How much is a two bedroom? Like 900 grand, 800 grand for that.
A two bedroom, what, to buy or to
rent? Buy.
To buy a two bedroom is probably like 400,000.
400 grand. Okay. I wouldn't worry about house hacking right now, man. I would be worrying about getting your living situation as perfect as it could be, and then getting your income up past 100 grand a year.
Okay.
I think you're getting way too ahead here. So you need to do both of those first before you do anything else. Start making above 100,000 a year. Then as keep your expenses as low as possible and save as much money of that as you possibly can. And you'll do that by probably, instead of commuting, working a second job in addition to what you're doing. Or work a lot harder at what you're doing and take on more clients or do more work, but you want to get your income above 100,000, especially in New York.
Yeah. So that's kind of the reason why I'm still here. I do have a side gig, actually. I have my own woodworking shop, and I actually started building it up while I was living with my parents in Brooklyn. So I had this entire shop, and then once they moved, you know, I moved it with them. So on the side, I take on like furniture projects and I do that sort of thing. But that's in the house in Jersey. So I got to give something up if I'm going to be moving to Brooklyn. I got to give that up, I guess. Just
how much are you making from that?
I can make anywhere from an extra $1,000 a month to, you know, $1,500. But it's more fun. Like I have skills with it. And I actually had a question if I should, you know, start my own YouTube channel, try to do build videos and that sort of thing.
That's interesting. Again, that's just personal preference, whatever you want to do. Here's the thing. I'm in the belief that you shouldn't really be giving up something you really enjoy like that, like a hobby. I think you should find a way to keep that. Even if you find like a shared woodworking space in Brooklyn or somewhere. I don't know if that exists around there. Find a shared space or something. Find some. I would continue doing that. I think that's important for you to keep doing that. I think if you enjoy it, it brings in some money. It's fun for you. Keep doing it. Don't give that up. But find a way to do it less expensive over there. If you're sharing a spot, that's the way to do it.
Okay. So I got the first thing out of the way. I'm moving to Brooklyn.
Yes.
So the second thing is, eventually in the future, I do want to invest in real estate and that sort of thing. So my second question is, when you save up for a down payment on a property, like what percentage of my income should go towards a savings account? What percentage should go to investing accounts, Roth IRA, all of that? Like
I would max out your Roth IRA every year. As much as you can, max out the Roth IRA, because that's going to be just tax-free money in the future at 60, which hopefully you're going to make it past 60. So you're just going to use that money at some point in the future. So always I would just max out the Roth IRA, put $6,000 a year in that. Everything after that, I would say for money you need in the next 5 years or so, I would just put in a high yield savings account. You can also look into maybe CDs or maybe bonds. 5 years or under, again, I really just believe tie into a savings account and just save up for a property. Over 5 years, if you think it's going to take you 8 years to save up enough money to buy a property and have a down payment, I'd probably invest it in just a broad index fund, VTSAX, VTSAX, Total Stock Market Index Fund, and that's it. I just throw it in there and leave it. Just buy and hold, buy and hold, buy and hold, and just buy it consistently. And if the market goes up, great, you make money. If the market goes down, great, you just start buying cheaper.
Okay, that sounds good. And then I had a question, like, what's the best way to go about learning, like, the New York real estate market? Is it, you know, it's really crazy. It's condensed over here.
Go every Sunday and see open houses. Every single Sunday. Go and see everything on the market. Talk to the realtors, too. When you walk in there, say, you know, just introduce yourself. Say you want to get into buying a property in the next, I don't know, 5 years, 4 or 5 years or whatever it is. Just get their thoughts and just talk to everyone. Be super friendly with them. Just and let them know up front when you walk in that, like, hey, I'm not ready to buy right now. Because I will tell you, as an agent, you appreciate that so much. When someone walks in and tells you, like, hey, I'm not looking to buy, but, like, this is what my plan is. Do you have time to talk about it? Because then you're just, like, then you're more relaxed. You're like, okay, cool. Like, you're going to be honest with me. I'll be honest with you back. So, because I can't stand the people that walk in that pretend like they're going to buy it, and they try to negotiate furniture price. I'm like, I know you're not going to buy this property. Like we're just wasting time here. So, if you're upfront about your intentions, just go every Sunday or maybe Saturday. Go see open houses, see what's on the market. Get to familiarize yourself with Zillow. Get really good at seeing properties on Zillow and talking to agents, and that'll be good enough.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this has been great. Okay, thank you.
Cool. Have a good one, man.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Smash the like button right now. Smash
Bam! Destroy it. That was good. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Graham.
All right, I'll see you. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, make sure to destroy the subscribe button, notification bell. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post here pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.